You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com on WCRS FM 98.3 and 102.1, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network and TalkTainmentRadio.com. The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
The jump off starts here! The jump off starts right now! Come on now!
TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. You're in touch with three voices. I'm Rita.
And I'm Simeon.
And this is radio, the way it should be heard. Oh, yes. First of all, man.
Right.
I'm so ready and needing this therapy session tonight.
Exactly.
And you know, I get a little therapy in every day at some point, but yo, today?
Today is unreasonable.
The enemy was out to get me, but yeah. I don't like him all like that, so right. I ain't let him get that close.
Yeah, but he lightweight. He almost won.
He almost did. I did achieve one goal today.
Did you?
I staved off road rage. Claps. Can
I know,
get some
that's
claps?
No, that's a big deal.
That's a big deal. Because, yeah.
Like, hey, this is me trying
here,
to be bougie.
Thank you. There you go. I got some snaps. Right. I appreciate that. When last we spoke, there was an article published by couponcodesforyou.com. Yeah, I said it. Couponcodesforyou.com.
You mean the couponcodesforyou.com?
The couponcodesforyou.com. The article purported that over 30% of U.S. women want their husband to take care of them and not be financially independent. Mm-hmm. They said that the new study shows that 32% of women would still rather give up their career and depend on their husbands instead of being independent. The poll, again, conducted by the couponcodesforyou.com
from your friends at,
said it asked a little over 2,100 females with full-time jobs in the U.S., would you prefer to work for a living or be a lady of leisure? We attacked that term the last time, and I don't really think we need to deal with that. That's garbage.
Yes.
And have your partner look after you financially. 55% of the respondents said they would keep their career. The remaining 13% said they were not sure. Yeah, you hear that deep breath, that intake of air? That's what I did after I read this the first time. So we had a discussion with some friends, and it was so good. In fact, Simeon and I spoke when we started talking about this article, and we just already knew the birth of a series had begun.
Right. Initially, we were saying it was going to be, oh, let's make it, no more than 3 weeks. And then after last week, and then after a discussion that Rita and I had earlier this week, we were like, yeah, we understand that we just added at least a couple more episodes onto this particular series.
Yeah.
Clearly
added a couple of more episodes.
Right.
The discussion is deep, and joining us tonight to clear the air, as Simeon said earlier. Yeah, I think the air needs clearing.
Absolutely. Okay. You might remember back in October when we had our election issue series. We had what ended up being though it was wonderful radio, it ended up being a curse to me personally on the show. We had a good friend of mine. His name is Rosby. And I say that not because he didn't offer wonderful insight, but I don't know if it was his presence, but I liken his presence to this show with the disintegration of my voice, where he lost me almost instantly.
His voice was melting.
Right. So we have him. Right. Like, it was bad. I implore you to go to the podcast and, go on and pony up that 99 cents.
There you go.
but Rosby, never to be outgunned or undermanned, he actually brought his wife, Priscilla. So right now we have, and they have two different hats on. One, they have experts in their situation. And secondly, they have the hats on as the co-founders of the Agape Enrichment Academy and Early Learning Center.
Yes.
Again, the piece with that has to do with not only are they husband and wife, but they messed around and got Al and Peggy Bundy to work together on an endeavor. And we're going to speak about how that works. And who's Peggy?
And who? Wow. Who's Peggy? Well, I did not get a clue about that one. I love a throw-in. Get it going.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when we started this conversation, we were talking to two single people who were divorced. Tonight, we're speaking to a married couple.
A healthily married couple.
You know what?
For the time being.
That is a speech. Go on.
Rosby and Priscilla, again, they're wonderful people individually, and the Wonder Twins are much better together. The dynamic duo, as I like to call them as of like right now. wonderful people.
As of 25 seconds ago.
Right. And who knows? Maybe it's because they legitimately love each other. I'm sure they do. Or it may just be because they're a united front against their children, particularly the youngest.
Hilarious.
But yes. Who knows what it is? Probably a little bit of both. But quite honestly, they have a very healthy perspective on life overall. And they're very introspective with respect to just people in general. And they definitely have a strong understanding of how their relationship works for them. And they don't mistake what different images that were given. And if you hear the rapper, ladies and gentlemen, it's because, no, for real, my voice disintegrated last time. And so I have a throat lozenges between
me. Yo, I hope you got a pocket full because my voice has been
when
on.
I say
like,
I have some throat lozenges. I mean, I have yet more than a
yes.
pocket full. I'll give you these five.
You are wow. rockalicious. But, this is how it goes down in the studio.
Absolutely. I can't stress that enough. But yeah, good people. Good people.
So we're looking forward to this discussion. But before we jump in, you know what we do here. Stop growling at me. I could read you the article about the man who woke up at his own funeral. I could.
You could.
I could. I could read you the article about a man who returned to the restaurant over a decade later to pay off his old debt.
Oh, you're not going to do that, though.
Cheapskate. Anyway, I could read you the article about a Seattle man dribbling a soccer ball to Brazil. Yeah, and he got hit by a car. But you haven't hit the funny yet.
Really?
Ready? You ready?
I'm listening.
Okay. Coin tossing breaks tie in Philippine mayoral race. Yeah. Oh, y'all feel free to jump in anytime. Oh, Manila, right. Philippines. What do you do when two candidates running for mayor in the Philippines get exactly the same number of votes? You get them to toss a coin. Marvick Ferrerin and Boyette Pai both received 3,236 votes for mayor of San Teodoro, a town in Mindoro Oriental province, in Monday's elections. The Elections Commission suggested the two men flip a coin five times each, which is allowed under the country's election code. I'm going to read that again. I don't think you caught that.
Wait, what? Wow.
The Elections Commission suggested that two men flip a coin five times. That's
fifth.
5 times each, which is allowed under the country's election code to break the tie. Ferrerin won on Tuesday, but not before a second round of coin flipping, because you see, they tied in the first round too. And go.
Ferrerin Bumbaye. What is it about Manila that just makes for these dramatic moments? Are you serious? A coin flip.
They tossed a coin.
But I don't know if that's even the most spectacular piece about this article, which I didn't read all the way. I just printed it off because I was intrigued
by the title.
The title was enough. Right. And handed
that was
it
to good.
So, yeah, we all found that out together. But, again, I gotta ask myself, what was the most spectacular thing about that? And it wasn't the fact that there was a coin flip to determine the mayoral race. Playoff style, well, series of best of five,
first round of the playoffs.
But it was that it was written in the code, which means that at some point there was a roundtable discussion.
Parliament met on this.
Exactly, and somebody had to present. Yeah, somebody had to present, and then there was a vote. Then whereby they agreed that, you know what, yeah, coin flip.
Three Voices listener who can present me with a transcript and or video of the Parliament session where they
said, needless to say,
best of five coin toss. Who agrees? All in favor? I. All right. All right.
That's funny. She'll make it rain in quarters.
It was done with a straight face. Right. Yes.
Do you think Do you think that the state of their nation should be, or their city, because this was just for the mayoral race, do you think that the fate of their city really should be weighed in on a coin toss?
The fact that Ali versus George Foreman was a bigger deal is a problem. Coin toss. I mean, I guess let me take off my I think I'm funny hat for just a hot second.
Yeah, I'm trying.
Okay. And I mean, and though I'm not really funny, but let's pretend that I am for a second. I'm taking that hat off for just a second. If it was that close where they tied and then they tied even yet again on the first coin toss. First of all, let's forget that there's a coin toss. They tied, which, going back to what we were saying during the election series, y'all, it's important to register to vote because it came down literally to one vote. Again, I think we even talked about how, earlier in his political career, there was a gentleman who won an election literally by one vote. Two voters the other way could have changed it, and one voter could have made it, a tie.
Right.
He won it by one vote in over in Europe, and he rose to political power. That gentleman goes by the name of Adolf Hitler. We know for a fact that a one vote race ended like this. So one vote. Secondly, if it's that close, it sounds crazy, but what's the difference between a coin flip determining it anyway? Forget the fact that in civilization we typically have runoffs and have people have an opportunity to present their case. A coin flip, it actually makes economical sense, but from an economist standpoint, it makes sense just from when we're talking about probability, what have you. I know I'm trying to sound smart, and I'm not, because we're really talking about a mayoral race. That
it was
just
best
ended
of five. Didn't we all do
NBA
this math
playoffs.
Problem in the fifth grade?
Right, back when the Clippers weren't making the playoffs.
I'm done playing with you already today. And you know what? That's just a little something
we've been kicking around.
Want a realist perspective on some of today's hottest issues? Join host Earth Jallo for Getting Down to Earth, an online radio show for a no-nonsense attitude and pragmatic outlook on topics like the U.S. educational system, parenting and family, relationships, current events, and more. Getting Down to Earth broadcasts live every Tuesday at 5 p.m.
Right, we want to wish Earth a happy belated Earth Day.
That's absolutely right. Love you, my sister.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, over 30%. I'm sorry. Those of you who don't know, my face just changed because I had to say that again.
Right.
Over 30% of women want to be essentially kept. You have no independent income. You have no independent say. Your husband brings in all the money, takes care of you completely. Didn't we step away from that in, the 50s? I thought we had this discussion.
We did.
Okay.
We did. For those who didn't listen to our discussion a couple of weeks ago, and when it gets uploaded, I implore you to go on and listen to that podcast.
Mm-hmm.
We did talk about there are some sides to this that actually make sense. When we talked about who got polled in that magnificent 2,100 person sample, scientific
magnificent
as it is.
Magnificent is a great word for that.
it was all conjecture, but we imagined who the demographics were for that sampling.
Yes.
And we kind of weren't impressed with it. But that said, okay, kept woman. You know, there is a paradigm established for that isn't necessarily masochistic.
Okay.
And isn't necessarily sexist. But again, the question we were trying to figure out is, even though it established a certain order where relationships were defined and where just certain things were able to proceed, moving forward, how people define manhood,
mm-hmm.
how people define head of house and things like that.
Right.
We started to ask ourselves, though, is this an outdated concept, or is this a concept where our lifestyle decisions have made it so it's outdated?
Okay. And if you've got something to add to this conversation, please give us a call at 1-877-932-9766. Yes. See, I'm not the only one sitting here with my eyebrows way up my forehead.
Right, right.
Miss Priscilla, come on.
You know, honestly.
Her eyebrows about to touch her hairline.
I have to take a breath and say this. I was actually talking about this with Rosby the other day. Personally, and I know you're going to find this shocking, I don't necessarily disagree with the woman staying home and the husband providing for the woman. I think sometimes as a society, we like to make things black and white, mm-hmm. and we don't look at the nuances. If I were allowed to be in that situation, and if I were able to keep the same lifestyle that I have, then I think I could make the decision to stay home. And I'm not sure about that kept woman thing, because I think women that stay at home work really hard. Mm-hmm. However, I don't know that that would be a decision I would not consider. Now, that being said, the lifestyle that I'm accustomed to does not allow me to make that decision.
Absolutely.
Or that choice. So if I want to maintain the lifestyle I choose, then that means I've got to make some different choices. So I think, again, it's not a black and white issue. There's some nuances that I think we as a society have to consider. And then you personally as a couple and a family have to consider.
And maybe I should define better what I'm meaning by kept, because no one else checked me on that. By kept, I'm saying that this woman who is not having an independent identity financially or outside of the home has also abdicated the ability to make decisions in that household. Is that true?
Okay, so Rosby and I kind of have a twist on it. So there was a time in our life together as we married that Rosby, in essence...
How long ago was that, by the way?
Last year. Rosby,
No. I mean, how long ago have you been married? No,
oh.
I asked a bad question. Wrong question. Sorry. Yeah.
11 years this year.
All right. Congratulations.
Touchdown. Touchdown.
So we actually had... according to society, a reversal of roles.
Okay.
Rosby was the stay-at-home parent. Yep. I was the breadwinner for the family.
Okay.
I don't think, I mean, Rosby can probably answer this, that he felt like he was a kept man.
Nah.
However, no. I'll let him answer those questions. Did he still make decisions? Absolutely. Did he still have responsibilities? Absolutely. Did I still have responsibilities? Absolutely. My opinion is this. I haven't been a stay-at-home parent or wife or anything of that nature. But I think from a Christianity standpoint, which is what I base my life off of, is that we're joined as one. Decisions impact both of us, positively or negatively. And because we are one, that role, you can't advocate or give that authority away. Mm-hmm. That means you're one as a couple. And in my mind, regardless if Rosby was staying at home or not, he was the head of the household. And I'm not going to say I was, like, easily led into that, but I grew with
really?
Some maturity.
Wow. She admitted it on the air, Rosby.
What book was I reading?
Captain James didn't want to follow Michael Keaton.
There you go.
That is true.
So, well now.
Wow.
That's true. I mean, all that's true. I mean, and going to the society's roles, I mean, sometimes it could be hard to deal with, but reality is, especially in this turn of the century, or actually before the turn of the century, it's true in the 90s and 80s as well, your family has to live.
Right.
And especially when you have kids, and anybody who has kids listening knows this, when you have to put them in daycare, you check out the cost, guess what?
You're making life decisions.
You probably had to go home. I mean, I was working too, until daycare for 1 week was outweighing my checks.
Oh, wow.
You got to make the right decision.
Yeah.
Right.
It wasn't as big a problem for me as it may have been for some others, because I always respected, you know, what people do at home, what mothers do at home, what single fathers have to do at home. Some, you know, and being there with those kids, actually, I cherish that.
Right.
Because, I mean, the only reason I was at home was to be with the kids.
Right.
So it was nice.
Oh, right. I'm looking forward to hearing more about that. SaltTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio on the home of Brother K, educating to liberate on Conversate in the AM, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Stay right there. Stay at home, Dad. Coming up next. on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
I used to dread getting up and going to work.
I was done with the corporate grind.
I was tired of being a starving artist.
I started looking around for a business that I believed in, and I kind of wanted to do something a little more green.
For my kids.
My art is my passion.
My school mentor helped me take the first step.
He helped me create a business plan and helped me implement it.
Feels like you're not in it alone.
How to expand
my business.
If you get a solid foundation laid, everything else falls in place.
Their talent helps me be successful at mine.
My SCORE mentor has been tremendously helpful in the marketing of my business.
Every person I've encountered with SCORE is so incredibly passionate about what they do.
SCORE helped me to make the unimaginable possible. All for free.
For free.
I could not have done it alone.
I'm here because of SCORE.
I'm here because of SCORE.
I'm here because of SCORE.
Get your free business mentor at score.org.
Would your business survive a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency, and 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.
At highway speeds, the average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. That's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts, stoprex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
My name is Dale Pazinski. I volunteer with United Way to help the homeless in my community learn computer skills and build a basic resume. I don't just wear this shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live united. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
You are now listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com and WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network and TalkTainmentRadio.com.
We've got the power.
The jump off starts here. The jump off starts right now. Come on now.
TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. This is Three Voices. I'm Rita.
And I'm Simi.
And you can join in this conversation by giving us a call at 1-877-932-9766. Yes. Stay at home mom, stay at home dad.
Right.
Do the gender roles bend any when you are the stay-at-home dad? Those traditional lines where this is a man's job, this is a woman's job. Did you find that that became a more fluid line when you were being the stay-at-home dad?
And I'll ask you also in this context. Last time we had this conversation, we had it with there was a little saying going that was shared by late comedian Patrice O'Neill. And he stated that women don't want to win. They want a winner, meaning they themselves don't want to be the champion. They want to be inspired by the champion and be supportive of the champion and then follow that champion. But they'd rather not be the, didn't say they were incapable, but he was saying ultimately that they want their role to be in support of the male champion.
Okay.
That's now, I'm sharing that with you. You can negate all of that and just answer the question the way Rita asked it, or you can consider that as well.
Well, it didn't really bend. I think it really depends on the two people who get together.
Okay.
So if the personality is already strong and you know a little forceful, then that's what you got when you got married.
Yeah.
So.
Like an army officer, or
yeah,
something like that.
Yeah, like a former captain in the military.
Okay, I'm just making sure I understand.
So,
no,
but actually, the roles
subtle.
The roles didn't really change. I mean, like Patrice O'Neill said, they're looking for the win. So basically, when things happen, she's like, "Well, what's the decision? What are we gonna
All right.
What are we gonna do?" It's like, "Excuse me."
Right.
But
those
roles really didn't change. It's just. It didn't change. We had, I mean, the roles at home, I took care of the, you know, cleaning the house or whatever, but I also had kids I was putting to work, so
right.
It wasn't just me. But, you know, whatever the skills were, I mean, I still did things outside. You know, she's a better cook than I am, I'll admit that.
Right.
Okay.
We can edit it.
Okay.
You know. But she, right. You know, so right. I prefer her to come home and cook, because if I cook, my kids look at me like, really?
Right.
This is not. Like,
you could have ordered a pizza.
Right, like, right.
So apparently we're fasting now.
It's like, is the Donato's not open? You know, so we play to our strengths. And I think that's helped us through these years, is playing to our strengths and knowing what our weaknesses are and trying to bolster each other. But honestly, we're all, you know, most of us are Christians. And,
yes.
And the biggest thing is, you hear, when you're at church, you hear constantly, you know, if the man's not doing this, the man's not doing this, the man's not doing this. It can put some pressure on you. But at the same time, well, things have been changing. I mean, the economy's changed.
Absolutely.
Right.
Everything has been changing. You don't have to change the basic core roles, but you have to change, you know, the reality changes. Money changes.
Right.
You know, it's like, well, and I think people are unrealistic when they look at, you know, material as a core component in a relationship. Because okay. If I'm a teacher, and I know I want to be a teacher, I'm a good teacher. Teachers get paid 30, 40. Well, if she's a high-powered lawyer or, I don't know, running a multi-million dollar, you know, Target or something. I don't
know. Right, right.
They're making,
for example.
Right, they're making $120,000, $30,000, $40,000. Guess what? That's fine, because I'm not trying to live up to that. I'm living up to my personal goals and being good at that, while that person has to be who they are.
Okay.
I mean, that's the reality. Is that's how much that pays. This is how much mine pays.
All right. Well,
done.
let me just have a for real moment with you.
Come on, right. For real. Come
how
on,
many
real.
Men are willing to think that way? Are willing to actually say, I don't care?
Honestly, not many.
Okay.
That's being real. Not many. I mean, I know why.
Yeah.
The friends I know, the people I go to church with, that idea is in the minority. It still is in the minority. It's in the deep minority. But I think that causes problems when you don't see it that way, because then you're feeling insecure, or they're feeling insecure, and everybody's walking around confused, and you add kids to that, it's a wrap.
Answer me.
Hence our divorce rates.
Indeed, because, I mean, we made a lot of jokes. I'm just hearing these last 10 minutes about Captain James. But let's talk about Captain James for just a hot second. Mm-hmm. Captain James, in theory, what goes along with that is, I know I have my opinion, I'm in charge, you listen to what I say, and I'm going to bark it at you, and that's just going to be how it goes. That's what we think about when we're thinking about Captain James, but the reality of it is, by the time you get to Captain James, you have to identify who authorities are in certain roles. You have to respect the authority of that particular role, of that particular position. And if there is a position, an officer that's higher than captain, you immediately concede to it. And Captain James, I would imagine, based on former Captain James' assertion, that when Captain James understood that I'm making up a title, the general was speaking in this particular role.
I got one for you.
Listen, I'm listening.
Captain James, I'm the president.
Okay.
The president is a civilian commander in chief. He commands the military. He's not military.
Okay.
All right.
I'm not military. She is. I'm the president.
And Captain James knows how to be a captain.
Yeah. Now, there are times where Captain James comes up and, you know, I got to be like, well, I'm Private Lee.
Right.
Let me go ahead.
I'm going to stand down. Yes, ma'am.
So it's situational.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah. About your expertise in the theater of war.
Right. Right. Okay. When it comes time to demolition, then yeah, right. Captain Lee might be the one that takes the helm on that one.
Yeah.
And I believe it takes you knowing you. My team says it often, like when Rosby would hypothetically come into that wonderful Target store, my team, because they know me as their supervisor in that store and how my personality is, mm-hmm. always finds it hard to believe that I'm not that way at home. And I am very careful to explain that what happens at the Target store does not transcend into my home life.
Yes.
So the Priscilla you deal with at work is mm-hmm. not the same Priscilla that gets home every night. And I think you understanding who you are
right.
and who your partner is allows your relationship to be fulfilling. And it's not just men that have problems with stay-at-home mm-hmm. dads.
Yes.
I remember a lot of conversations, yeah. not just from men and women, friends of the family, Girl, how right. you taking all care of him?
Somebody is listening to this. 1-877-932-9766. Did you say family?
Yeah, we're about to talk about the peanut gallery, y'all. What happens when the peanut gallery starts to chime in with their two cents?
Yes, Lord. Man.
Y'all respond, yeah, again, everybody.
Some folks are doing too much in your relationship.
If Rosby
is that
had
what
a hairline,
to tell me?
His eyebrows would be touching the top of his hair.
Rosby has a theme song.
I'm already in trouble, so about to get impeached.
But so you said something very important, security in yourself. If you are secure in who you are, then the roles don't bend, don't change. Rosby is secure enough in his manhood, in his role as your husband, whether you are being the military sergeant or you are in this hypothetical
Captain
store.
Rita,
I'm sorry, I'm
Captain.
Sorry. Captain.
Like, we're really
hard. I earned.
Captain.
I earned those.
Yes,
you were about to get some chewing tobacco juice.
I almost stood at attention, y'all. Wait a minute. Captain. I'm writing it down. Okay. You are secure in who you are. And you also are secure in who you are. So there's no need for you to assert authority because you've gained it somewhere else when you're in your home, because your husband is the head of your household.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you outrank him in military or outrank him in a job title, that somebody don't like that.
Listen, these are actually, I mean, all jokes aside, outside of outside of being the founders of, again, the Agape Enrichment Academy and Early Learning Center, they're actually friends of mine, and good friends of mine, to say that. Mm-hmm. But what do I know about them? I know that their secret passion when nobody's looking is to create to create little darts to help put their youngest to sleep when she's not looking with a little pea shooter.
That's true.
But aside from that,
awesome.
What they remind me of are a married couple that worked together successfully, quite successfully, that we've heard of before by the name of Bob and Jackie Joyner Kersey. Bob Kersey was Jackie Joyner's coach.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And he was mean as a coach. He had her best interest.
Some footage.
He had her best interest in mind and in heart, and they worked towards it. But he was a mean person. He wasn't a nice person. Mm-mm. He wasn't her husband on the track,
and wasn't her friend either.
He wasn't her friend on the track, and he was almost her lightweight enemy. Yeah. They went at. And one of the stories that I heard, because they had to make sure in order to stay married, that one of the things that they did is that they used their garage as, I'm going to call it, a decompression chamber, for lack of a better term. I'm sure there's a more official term. But in the garage, they took off the athlete hat, they took off the coach hat, they took off the husband and wife hat. And what I've heard, like some people do in either the military or in the police or whatnot, after certain operations, they get in and nobody has a title and everybody can just kind of sound off to say, hey, this is what happened, and you don't have to worry about being punished by an authority figure, whatnot.
Yeah.
And they went at it every day. They went at it every day, and they said and they did that to make sure that none of the drama from what happened earlier that day crossed into the threshold of their house. So, I mean, they went at it literally every day of their adult life up until the time when she retired. And he said when he told her she was done, and it wasn't the coach that told her. For the first time, the husband showed up on the track and said, no, this isn't your coach talking, this is your husband talking. You're done. She got hurt. It's a very touching story, but yeah, he was a horrible guy that produced these wonderful results that are memorable. But yeah, I mean, but this is what I hear, and I'm not trying to paint somebody as mean, much as it is. I'm saying people understood and respected each other's roles in that relationship, and it worked.
And there's a method to that madness.
Absolutely.
If only more people could adhere to that and pay attention.
Right.
At some point, you do have to create that kind of neutral zone.
Right.
And when you cross over that threshold into your home, it's not a combative area.
Right.
It's not about anyone having superiority. It's not about anyone being better than or outranking. We are one.
Right.
I believe I heard that tonight.
Yes.
We are one. We work together.
Right.
Right. But I'm thinking, Agape Enrichment Academy and the Early Learning Center.
I can't wait to hear
about
that.
They're getting ready to really just be doing some of the work. If I'm understanding, they're working side to side. Now, I don't know if there's going to be that decompression chamber necessary, or, you know, if there's a president-captain relationship going on there, or how exactly that works, but I'm interested in finding that out.
tell us how this came to be.
This is a vision of Priscilla's, actually.
Really?
This is actually a vision from God.
Yes. Yes.
Anybody who knows me knows that I love my children, but I don't really consider myself the best with other folks' children. and I've decided that God does. Exactly. Right. I've decided that God has a great humor. He gave me the vision, and I have been fortunate, and this is a huge opportunity for me to witness on His glory. That He placed my husband in the field that supports a business that we're going to open, and He also allowed my sister to be in the field with the vision He gave me. Mm-hmm. And then a whole bunch of other people.
Right. Yes.
He's been awesome, and I truly believe it's going to help a need in Columbus for those of us as we talk about life changes and how things can impact you, having to pick up second jobs and things like that, because I believe that it's going to fill the need for those that need non-traditional care because of the industries you have to work in or because of life situations where you've had to pick up second jobs. That means that you cannot be with your children all the time, and Agape will be the place that provides that enrichment and that nurturing that you can't get once the daycare closes at 6 o'clock.
Absolutely.
And some of us work the weekends and the nights.
Right. Yes.
And the overnight shifts. So,
Agape will be open after 6 o'clock.
Yes.
All right now.
After 6:30, after 7, after 7:30.
How did you come to the name
says
Agape?
The people that have a
unconditional. I believe that God is always showing us unconditional love. And I think sometimes, even as we talk about this, we get stuck in those black and white labels. You know, somebody who picks up a second job or lives in a certain area, we start to treat people according to labels. Mm-hmm. So if the husband doesn't make as much money, then he must not be any good. Or if the wife stays at home, then she doesn't want to be successful. Well, God loves us unconditionally,
right,
regardless of where we come from or what circumstances or what choices got us to the place where we are. And that is the name that He gave me, because our children deserve that unconditional. You know what? I'm sorry that mommy has to work after 6 o'clock and on the work weekends, but she loves me enough that she has a place for me that's going to show me some unconditional love. So that's where that came from. But not to spend all the time on the business, because I think the question you asked was, well, we're going to be in a president or a captain position.
Well, you know, we wanted you to talk about
right.
the business
oh, okay.
because right. there's a point to that
there
that
is.
Feeds into the greater theme of this discussion. You're working together, and you started to talk about it a little bit ago when you fold the children into this equation.
Yes.
And how this changes
right.
the roles. And now you're talking about being able to have that child care 24/7. Did I hear you say
24/6? Based off of business needs for Sunday.
Close on Sundays.
Yes.
Right. Because we're right
at home with our family. You know what? Hallelujah.
Exactly.
Tuning up the organ right about now.
That's right. 24/6.
We have to give some of those casino gamblers with leaving their kids.
Yes.
You're like, nah, you got to get your kids on Sunday.
Yeah, somebody in your family ain't working on Sunday if you got to work. Send them to Sunday school. One of them church mothers will look after them. That's all right. That's all right. but in your center and in your marriage, in the work that you're going to be doing together, I imagine that the skills on being, how did you put it, Simeon, the skill set to develop a home at home, that you develop at home?
Right, right.
There's, are being
there's
nurtured.
To be said, yeah.
Yes, yes. Now, again, our roles are probably reversed. Because I'm technically the president, and he will be technically the director of students. However, again, I think with anything, kind of what you said before, knowing your roles,
your strengths,
and your strength, yes. that's where you play to. So my training and background is in business. His training is in childcare.
All right now. TalkDavidRadio.com. That's our address. Worldwide and locally. We're here 24/7 around the world. Radio the way it should be heard. Stay right there. What are the skill sets that we develop at home? Coming up next on TalkTamingRadio.com.
My name is Al Edmondson. I'm a business owner and community organizer. I want to encourage you to visit the King Lincoln District, our community. It's a great place to live, work, and worship. Catch a show at the Lincoln Theater. Enjoy smooth jazz at the King Arts Complex. Enjoy great food and visit our historical churches and newly remodeled homes. Live, work, and worship the King Lincoln District.
The women we love, the women who love us, they are dying. Heart disease is our number one killer, taking more lives than all forms of cancer combined. But we have the power to save those lives, our lives, because the greatest force for women is women. It's time to stand together, to fight harder, to shout louder. It's time to go red for women.
Saving energy saves you money. Whether you switch to Energy Star light bulbs, install Energy Star appliances, or add extra insulation. Learn more at energysavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Breaking news. There's been a large number of known child abuse going unreported, but Tear Bear wants you to know it's okay to tell.
So let me be abused, not me. Don't let me be abused, not me.
Don't let me be abused, not me.
Okay, tell kids set me free, call 1-800-4-A-CHILD.
If you know a child is being abused, please call 1-800-4-A-CHILD. That number is 1-800-422-4453.
It is said it takes a village to raise a child. It's going to take the nation to protect us all.
Brought to you by Fly High and Tear Bear. It's okay to tell. Let's stop child abuse.
You are now listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com and WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network and TalkTainmentRadio.com.
We've got the power.
The jump off start here. The jump off start right now. Come on now.
I'll be done.
TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. This is Three Voices. I'm Rita.
And I'm Simeon.
And you can join in this conversation or text your questions by calling us at 1-877-932-9766. That text your questions was from somebody who I know is listening.
Right.
But ain't going to call. Kevin, you know who you are.
Right.
Anywho, the breadwinner.
Right.
Whether it be male or female, the roles in the relationship.
Yeah. When we left off, Priscilla was saying that, you know, there might be an interesting relationship since, you know, we're talking about a president and so on and so forth. But I don't know. I'm sitting here thinking, again, maybe if it's just an issue of people knowing their roles and shutting their mouths, like one person might be the president of the business section, one person might be the president of the child care section. And then they just sit around and have an executive meeting where they give committee reports or whatnot and then consequently vote. That seems to be, but what do I know? I'm not a part of the Agape Enrichment Academy and Learning Center.
Flipping a coin apparently works right, in political situations.
They could flip a coin. So, James Lee, yeah. Boom by day.
Go ahead.
Actually, that's exactly how we have it figured. She's the CEO, so she handles the business aspect of it. She's one going making the business connections while me and her sister and others will handle the actual running of the center.
Okay.
And centers cool. In the future.
All right now.
So
set that ambition now. Right. Let me ask this. As we're talking about nurturing our children and your business, of course, is doing that, how do you nurture this same security in your children so that we don't have to keep having this discussion?
Tranquilizer darts.
Yes. No.
Maybe I didn't.
You gonna tell the tranquilizer story?
Do it.
Benadryl. No.
Just poke the spoon with a little NyQuil.
Don't listen to them. you know, when I think about the fact that we have three girls and some of the self-esteem issues that women face, because of for a variety of reasons. Okay, I'm not sure why they're laughing over here, but okay.
You guys just had a moment. We missed it.
I love those girls.
I love them too.